This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. It's
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Is there a hurricane dance? What do you do? What twirl do you do when you twirl into the weekend with a hurricane turning out off the coast there?
Well, it might be a bad taste, but I would probably go with maybe like the Scorpions, right?
Oh, rock you like? Yeah, okay, all right, that's good. Yeah. But, you know, by now it's dissipated down to a tropical storm and whatever, dumping massive amounts of rain, as I said. Get the kayaks, get the canoes, everybody be safe. You know, our buddy Paul was supposed to be in New Bern, North Carolina this weekend. The very place where they were having to do rescues early on.
I'll tell you what, he would not want to be there right now. I got an alert earlier from Yahoo News that went to a live feed showing the flooding, and it's just a lake.
Epic.
I mean, that's all it is, yeah.
Yeah, so folks, bat down the hatches. It's still going on as it's churning and churning, but we've got a show to do no matter what. And after the cleanup, remember the orange TKO, the dilimidine, and, of course, the silver hydrosol to prevent infection. Or nebulize it in the lungs if you're going to be breathing some nasty spores coming from mold growing in your drywall. So just thinking ahead for you, and we'll be covering that as we go as well. Listen, today on the show, heading into the weekend, we got Doc Rob doing some major cannabis updates. He's got a new book out, apparently, available for 99 cents. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's the Kindle version,
I believe. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Also, Journey Through the Mind, Imagination, Creativity with John Rappaport. An intimate conversation that you won't get anywhere else in broadcast media. And I'm looking forward to that, John, my good buddy. He is amazing, amazing. So we got that going on. Are there any other hurricane updates? I know we're not the Weather Channel, so it's like we can't spend a lot of time on it. But
it has weakened, which is normal for these hurricanes when they get over land. Mm-hmm. And the thing that people worry about is them going back out to sea and then coming back again, which is not unusual.
Yeah.
But right now, last time I checked, I think it was around 80 miles per hour.
Right.
Winds, a lot of flooding. You got half a million people.
It's weakening. So that must be because of Obama. Because they were blaming Trump as like, you're causing the hurt. You are the cause of the hurt. I mean, on the lead up to the storm, you're complicit.
Complicit. Yes.
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, MSNBC's Chris Hayes talking to a meteorologist and saying, well, global warming, you're still using the term global warming? Despite the fact that there's no evidence that the Earth is actually warm. You know, there's always a balance, right? If some parts get warm and other parts get cold, there's always a stasis that struggles to get back. Now, if there's a problem on this planet, yeah, I agree, pollution is a problem. But when you've said it's all because of the temperature's going to kill, it's going to do us in. I'm sorry, you don't got the validity that your pointy hat's wearing. You know, hear me, You're wearing tinfoil hats, right? You know, when they call global warming and the cause of it is Trump because he's rolling back EPA regulations, which, by the way, folks, the EPA has been captured by the industry. It's regulated long before Trump became president. Long before Trump was president.
Well,
so,
I'm trying to remember, in the 8 years that Obama was president, did they have, was there a hurricane in any of those 8 years?
Or 10, yeah. No, there
but
were,
those were George Bush's fault, right?
It was Bush's hurricanes, that's right. And you know what? The political insanity that ensues out there because you don't like the guy. And again, this is the Hegelian dialectic, the left versus right paradigm. It's just absolute nonsense. Don't fall for it. That's why we're going to talk creative imagination with John Rappaport to get you beyond it. You know, we have to cover it. I know. We got to talk about it. We point it out. We make absurd statements, or actually we point out the absurdity and make silly statements, hopefully to get you off of the political extremist ledge, so to speak, and try to see the principles for what they are. But the idea that Trump caused the hurricane, and then they're trashing him because his predictions or reporting of numbers of people that died in Puerto Rico last year?
Yeah, so I mean, what you had was the initial number on that was like 64. Mm-hmm. And then they did a study, and what they did is they tried to figure out what is called the excess mortality, which is something, you know, in other words, the hurricane comes through, a tree falls over, hits somebody on the head. Okay, they died as a result of the hurricane.
Right, right.
But the initial numbers didn't take into account what's called excess mortality, which is hurricane comes through, knocks out the power, people don't have clean running water, the air conditioning goes out, they die as a result of heat or you know, poisoning or whatever. So the number that they've estimated on that is close to 3,000.
Right.
Trump decided to contest that number, mm-hmm. which I think was a dumb move on his part, because while you can't get a perfect exact number on the number of deaths according to the study, you also can't, you know, dispute it, because it's just an estimate. There's no way to know what the exact number is. So on the heels of him tweeting saying, no, that's not true, they're now going after him on the Florence hurricane. And they're predicting mass casualties, of course,
right,
to make it look like he's responsible for the deaths of thousands of people.
So, yeah, the leftist media brings out Bill Nye, the science, non-science guy, to attack
Bill Nye, compliance guy.
Right, compliance guy. Continue to deny climate change. Like, dude, the climate's always changing. And I just look at this with, you know, is it aghast is the word? You're aghast. I mean, it's like, why should I be surprised about any of this? But the idea that, you know, look, what did they find in the middle of Puerto Rico recently? Like a million gallons of water that they sent in. The feds?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
I saw that. Yeah, it's a giant stockpile of bottled water.
FEMA
yeah.
sends in bottled water. They give it to the local government, which is a centralized bureaucracy in Puerto Rico, corrupt as it always is. And it is true of governments everywhere. And they find out that it never got to the people in need. Who took the money for it? Why did it end up in the middle of nowhere, Puerto Rico? Right? This is where you're relying on government. You're like, again, this is FEMA. FEMA before, FEMA Bush, FEMA Obama, FEMA Trump. I'm telling you, folks, if you rely on FEMA for your survival, you're not here anymore in many cases. You've got to find a way, like my son, going out in the middle of the wilderness to learn how to survive in these situations. Again, if people knew how to live without electricity, it'd be like, you know, there are certain areas of Africa or even in Haiti where it's rough, granted, because they don't have clean water. But, you know, when you know how to survive without it, when the grid goes down, you're like looking at everybody goes, this is how I live all the time. And you wonder, and I certainly do, how did we survive? Like, I grew up in the South. How did people survive without air conditioning in the South? They used to. And they wore heavy woolen clothing. It was crazy. But it's a whole different time frame. We've got to get back into understanding what survival really is and stop looking to the centralized bureaucracies to save us, whether Trump's president, Obama's president, whoever's president next. All right, with that, let's answer a question or two.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day coming from Mark D. Mark D. Hey, Super Don, was Mark D the guy that was trying to distract me yesterday talking about my complexion on the air?
Yes, Mark. Yes. He thought your face looked so inviting he wanted to feel it.
What is that? You know, it was like, I'm trying to do a show here. You guys are distracting me. I don't know if this is like the new game.
Thought you
like,
had makeup on or something. Yeah.
Well, it's like Steve Feld, he came up with the Silver Hydrosol drinking game, you know, if something's mentioned, right? Is this the new game? Let's distract the host while he's doing the show live on the air. Anyway, I don't know if I should answer Mark D's question based on the distraction, but he says, as always, what's up, my healing partners? I have a question regarding swelling above the collarbone. I have a friend who is worried because all of a sudden he is getting swelling above his left collarbone. I did some research, and it seems to be a common condition in people these days. It seems to be leading to the lymph somehow, L-Y-M-P-H. Do you have any insight on the possible problem? Please rule out muscle strain, broken bones, bug bites, and just talk about what the deeper cause could be. Thanks, brother. Love you, Mark D. How am I supposed to rule that stuff out? I can't ask the guy questions.
Well, yeah, apparently Mark D has ruled that out.
Oh, he's ruled it out. Okay, yeah. So that's what he said. He's not telling me, just rule it out just because.
Right. He's already, I'm assuming he's already worked with this guy to the point where he's been able to rule those things out.
Okay, well, that is, good. Then he mentioned the lymphatic system, which I think is the most likely place to go. Because if you have ruled it out, now, obviously, if there's a collarbone break, I mean, that is pretty easy to determine. And if that's not the case of a musculoskeletal inflammation, there's something else, and there's maybe a little fluid, you can touch the soft tissue, and it dimples, for instance. There could be something associated with the lack of fluid movement, and the lymphatic system is really, it's everywhere in the body. And in this case, we would ask the question of this person, as far as movement, walking, the personal trampolines, the little, the rebounders, right? All of these things, if there's not enough movement, if you're like Super Don and you're sitting in a chair all day, right? Is there a lack of movement, lymphatic movement that could facilitate this scenario? Is there an imbalance of minerals, right? Not drinking enough water, the water's being retained because, my gosh, we got to desperately hold on to it. There are a lot of issues, a lot of questions I have, and I don't have answers for, Mark D. But the movement of the lymph is a very real issue. We talk about skin brushing as well as another way of getting the lymph moving, or a lymphatic massage. Certified lymphologists know how to move this stuff. We've talked about this over the years. But I don't obviously have enough information to go on. And in fact, he's saying it's pretty common. Mark D, I mean, maybe it is, but I haven't been brought that issue many times. So if it's common in your circle, are you hanging around with a lot of sedentary people? I'm just asking. And that
there are a lot of possibilities in this situation. I mean, you almost have to go through a process of elimination of things that this guy's done, what he's eaten, what he's had contact with. There was a story on drugs. How much time do we have left here?
We still got about a minute or so.
Okay, there was a story I noticed yesterday on drugs where this guy in Missouri had this rare bacterial infection that had swollen up his lymph nodes on the right side of his face and his neck.
Yeah.
And they traced it back to his pet cat.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. It's like you almost, like you said, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint.
Well,
exactly.
Listen, modulate immunity, take some beta-glucan, take some silver hydrosol, because if it is an infection, that also can cause lymph to swell. The left side is the circulatory system, so check the heart and circulatory system. Right side's more the side of the liver, and that's detoxification. So anyway, with that, Mark D, hopefully that's helpful to you. I appreciate your comments on searchable databases for our shows. We'll look into that as well and keep those comments and questions coming. We'll be right back with cholesterol reduction, however ludicrous it is.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know why we have to cover more cholesterol stories, Super Don, honestly. I mean, every time they are just trying to come up with a new angle to ignore the science that says cholesterol is good for you, it's healthy for you, it keeps you young and vital and keeps your mind intact. And now it's not enough that they want you on drugs. Now they want to pay you to reduce cholesterol? Really? What's the economic incentive to pay somebody to reduce their cholesterol?
If I'm not mistaken, this was 3 years ago initially, I think, when we first covered this. Mm. And what they were doing is they were doing a clinical trial, right?
Yes, yes.
Where they would pay people, give them a financial incentive to take statins and lower their cholesterol. Mm. And, yeah, well, I don't think it should be too shocking that people were like, oh, sure, you give me money, I'll take this pill, right? I mean, you're always going to find somebody who's going to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they've done now is they've done a follow-up study 3 years later. And what they're finding here is that it may not be very cost-effective for them to pay people. The cash incentive that was as high as like over $1,000 a year.
And that was the only group that apparently followed through on taking the medicines to lower LDL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're not going to give me any money, why am I going to do it? You know, you got to give me a reason, right?
And well, where are they getting the money? I mean, obviously you got Big Pharma with loads of cash. And they're going to say, well, no, we don't have loads of cholesterol because we ought to invest it in more research to lower cholesterol, even though it's stupid to do so. What else could it be coming from? I mean, the U.S. taxpayer could fund this. I mean, they're funding everything else. And by the way, for those of you on the political left, this is, you know, I'll say this is where I'm not a fan of Donald Trump because he's spending money like the proverbial drunken sailor. We're going to have a $1 trillion deficit? Like that matters anymore, right? That's the whole thing. When you're up at that level, it's like, who cares? Just keep spending. Spend our way to prosperity. Spend our way out of whatever. But again, if you're on the political left, you also think spending is good. You'll just spend it differently than Trump does. So just so you know, perspective is in order. Constitution has been dismissed. It's been discarded. And your constitution has been dismissed in terms of your body when you look to lower cholesterol. Because your cholesterol levels are good for you, normal for you, when your liver is healthy. So rather than putting liver toxic poisons in your body, like statin drugs, to lower LDL and destroy that liver even more, restore function to the liver the way we do it here. We drink echo water, hydrogen water. We take herbs. I drink my dandelion tea. You know, any number of things that we take, whole food mineral supplementation, selenium, chromium, etc. There are ways to heal the liver and then find out that your cholesterol levels are going to be normalized for you. And that could be higher than they say at the American Heart Association, which I don't listen to any more than just to make fun of them because they won't read the literature to acknowledge that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. So pay you to reduce cholesterol? Really? What I asked the question, Superdon, in all seriousness, what is the incentive? I mean, how desperate are they that they want to reduce cholesterol in people that they're willing to pay?
Okay, so the idea is that if you give people a financial incentive to do something, I'm just speaking in general terms, okay, do something that will improve their health, what that will do is later on down the road, it's going to reduce the rates of hospital admissions and things of that nature. So the idea is in the long run, what would happen is you would end up saving money because it would prevent things happening later on down the road that would cost more money and put more of a strain on the healthcare system.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense? You see what I'm saying?
What
they're trying to do. But from what I read, the answer to that question is no, it really hasn't made that much of a significant difference in the studies that they've done.
No. And this is like the lottery. It's the stupid people tax.
Right.
I get it. You spend a buck here and there. You're like, maybe I'll win. Okay. But honestly, very few, if any, do. But even those winners end up losers. And the point of lowering LDL, you're considered a winner by modern medicine, but you're actually a loser when it comes to your health because by lowering cholesterol, you again, by this artificial statin means, you've intoxicated your liver. You've destroyed the very vital system that is designed to keep you alive by detoxifying you on an ongoing basis, much less provide the cholesterol that is your precursor to vital youth hormones. Cholesterol, it leads to what? Progesterone, testosterone, and estrogen. So even if you win the LDL lottery, you actually lose because you destroy your liver in the process. This is what you learn about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that you won't get anywhere else that I'm aware of. Maybe a little bit of hit and run here, but we'll tell you, man, cholesterol is good. Higher correlates with longevity and what? Cognitive function well into what's called old age. You'll still be able to think clearly, hopefully act on the information because your body can still dance and move because your muscles also haven't been destroyed by rhabdomyolysis, which is one of those things that happens when you take a statin drug. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with some happy herbs. You might have heard of this. It's called cannabis. Doc Rob has a new book out. You might be able to get it for 99 cents, the e-version. You keep listening. Go to robertscottbell.com. Show you how. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Boland, you're here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, before we get to Doc Rob, he's going to be joining me momentarily to reveal his new book and an incredible deal on it, the Kindle or ebook version about cannabis. I just want to say I'm looking forward to seeing all of y'all up in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois for the Trinity Live Conference that used to be known as the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd and 23rd. And we've got a great group of folks, including Jonathan Emore, talking health freedom. Of course, not a doc is going to be talking whole food nutrition. Paul Baratier is going to be with me. We'll talk molecular hydrogen and water. I'll be talking silver for healing the gut and infections, and I'll be talking neurological degradation. Joni Abbott. It's Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. There's so many people that are going to be up there. Just very excited. And upcoming events are listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks as well to our sponsors. There's links in the show notes. You'll see the banners there. And with that, he's back. It's been a while, but I'm so pleased to welcome my friend back, Rob Streisville. Doc Rob, as he's known. He's got a new book called The Cannabis Conundrum. Doc Rob, congrats on your new book. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Always good to be back on your show, buddy. And, this has been a work in progress, and it's actually evolving into so much more. It's exciting to be part of this and love to share it with your listeners. They're always great and want to be educated, and that's the key here. We want to educate everyone as much as possible about this amazing plant.
Yeah, I want people to have perspective, and we did not grow up getting that perspective, Doc Rob. I did not have anything but a negative view of the plant called cannabis. And because I bought the lies, government said, the churches and synagogues, they all said, and it's like, you know, now obviously I've come to a different conclusion because this plant has saved my wife's life, I shall say that, because of the pain and the other things she's been dealing with from a neurological injury due to dental extraction. And then it began to open my eyes as I was introduced to scientists and doctors and researchers putting perspective on this plant that we didn't have growing up, Dr. Robin. So it sounds like that's what you've kind of done with this book.
Yeah, you know, I fortunately grew up in the Catskills where Woodstock happened. I grew up in a much more welcoming society towards the plant, but still on the federal level and becoming a doctor and all these things, it was always, put down and negated and said it was harmful, and that's so not true. And instead of me writing a book all about my perspective, and I have my bias, I used cannabis to treat my mother when she was dying with cancer and helped her alleviate pain and suffering and all these other things I've seen as a doctor and healer, but I wanted to bring in many voices. So this book is actually a collection of experts, industry insiders, and influencers sharing their perspectives as well. And it's really a great gathering. I have a lawyer, I have an investor, I have, advocates, different, even an anonymous author, because as a consumer, because they were still saying the stigma still remains, and that's still an issue we need to address. It's pretty amazing, and I'm excited to have it done and out there right now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and just getting out there so people can read it and continue the conversation.
We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and Doc Rob, you put the book out in the ebook or Kindle version for 99 cents, folks. My gosh, there's no barrier to that. Go get the book. It'll be available as a paperback, I imagine, when it's coming out at $9.99 later.
Yeah, it's coming out in a couple of weeks. We're just getting some of the proofs finalized, but we really wanted to get this out. We have so much in the government right now talking about hemp, with the farm bill being discussed about legalizing industrial hemp. We've got, just as early as yesterday, Congress talking about opening up more research for medical marijuana applications. So this is the time, and we need to step up as a community, as a solid voice, and to show people that this is a topic that we are aware of, that we want to learn more about, and we want to have more access to. And so I just put it up as 99 cents, just so that everyone can put down a buck, get a good ebook. It's an easy read. It's not a long involved book, but it does provide a lot of content and a lot of value. And I'm excited. I love everyone to check it out and buy it and give us feedback and keep the conversation going.
Well, it's interesting that as I'm looking through the description of the book, you have these people that you've also interviewed that have contributed to it. And it isn't just about the medicine aspect. There's an economic aspect, right? You talk about investors. And listen, we got to be about the economy. And I've argued that if we go back to a hemp-based economy, we can transition at least a little bit from the oil-based economy. I'm not saying it can replace it one for one. But my goodness, the amount of money that's being spent and even subsidized into, for instance, ethanol production through genetically engineered foods like corn, and they convert it to alcohol. It's so inefficient. And yet we can grow hemp, the cannabis plant, probably much, much less chemical involvement in that from what I've heard from the farmers that work with it, and much more efficient in terms of producing even fuel from the plant.
There's so many applications, from building materials and hempcrete to biofuels and to even nutritional status, helping people feel better by eating these products as well in different forms. And I just wanted to provide a platform to that. I wanted to talk about both hemp products as well as medical cannabis applications. And I realized, and I'm just trying to, steal the sneak peek here, but the reality is there's so much of this and that needs to be talked about in so many different areas that while putting this book together, even though I have an amazing assortment in this first book, we found that there's so much more people want to learn about. So we're going to do more volumes of this. I think the next one we're going to focus on is specifically the scientists, the researchers, the medical professionals, and that aspect of it. But it's just an exciting thing to be part of and to share this. You know me for so many years that I've always just been an educator and an advocate more than anything else. And I really want people to know that don't just listen to my voice. Don't listen to my opinion. There's so many things. And I'm looking, and I'm open to people that have issues. There are people that brought me concerns, like, oh, what about in the workplace and HR issues? So a person may not be against the plan, but they don't know how to protect their own liability if they run a company that has 50 employees and if one or two people are using it. Mm-hmm. These are things that we all have to understand. It's not as black and white as the plant is good or bad.
Sure.
As it evolves and emerges. Right now, Canada has a legal, cannabis program, and now the U.S. government is starting to threaten people that work in that industry can't come into the U.S. Is that legitimate because of the safety of the plant, or is it because they're looking at the financial losses that they're seeing the money run to Canada right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not. So there's a lot of issues to debate, and I just think that we need to keep this conversation in the forefront and don't let it get buried. And I think this is just really excited to have the opportunity to bring on people and give them a platform to share their perspective.
Doc Rob, a great alliteration in the title. I love it. The Cannabis Conundrum. Huh. While others blow smoke, these experts start to clear the air. And look at the controversy. Even the cover, at least that I see here, it goes right to the controversy of someone smoking it or vaping it. I'm not sure. And the illustration could be off-putting to some people because, there's just somebody trying to get high. I'm like, dude, there's so much more to this. As you said, there are controversies abounding here. And yet, for instance, it's NFL season. Big sports fan, although there's some crazy stuff going on in the NFL. As they have looked more and more into cannabis, particularly CBD, but maybe the other side, THC, is beneficial to them as well, we could reduce the severity of the CTE scenario. We're talking brain neurological injury. I mean, that's a huge thing, not only for pro sports, but for other issues where head injury or chronic head injury occurs outside of the sports realm.
Oh, it's a big issue. It touches almost everyone. That's what the book is about. It says whether you are a user, whether you have a health issue, this plant is going to affect your lives going forward in some form or fashion, economically, politically. It has an impact, and it's our responsibility to learn about it from as many sides of the coin as possible. And I just had I have a podcast. You've been a guest on mine on cannabisradio.com. I just had former NFL player Kyle Turley on. Mm-hmm. He's advocating for that as well for NFL players. Our buddy Marvin Washington is out there, pressing the flesh, getting people to understand that cannabis and for brain injuries and for athletes can be very beneficial. The Olympic committees are now changing their tune. I mean, it's amazing what's happening when people open up to what this plant can do. They don't just listen to the propaganda from 30 to 50 to 80 years ago, and they start to look at it from a modern perspective. They start to say, oh, even elderly people who are raised for 50 years saying this is bad, this is demon plant, they're going to the dispensaries. They're going to their doctors saying, do you think a topical salve will help me with my arthritis? Do you think this will help me sleep better? Mm-hmm. This is something that they're opening up to, and it's amazing to be part of this, revisiting this revolution, this reintroduction of this plant.
Folks, I want you to think about your mom and dad or your grandma and grandpa. Would you rather have them on liver-destroying and addicting toxic medicines to address some of the things they're suffering with, whether it be, as you said, some of these painful inflammatory diseases, or would you rather have them use a plant that has shown to be not toxic to the liver, for instance, because all drugs are, some are worse than others, and non-addicting, but something that could really profoundly impact their quality of life? And I've said this, the more I've learned about cannabis, Doc Rob, that this plant could be the gateway, not to what they call hard drugs, but the gateway to a resurgence and a reemergence of plants as medicine in a larger context. Because here you have allopathic medicine now looking at the serious science behind this plant and the benefits it's showing for patients in many different conditions. And now they have to say, well, they can't stop here is my point, Doc. They can't stop to say, well, that's just one plant, but that's the anomaly, that's the exception to the rule. It's like, wait a second, if that plant does that, what other plants can do what other things, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, well, most drugs that we have now, like, for example, Valium is from valerian root, and we have all these digitalises for heart stuff we have from plants. Mm-hmm. When I was in medical school, naturopathic school, I played around in the herbal, the medicinary, and I became very quickly aware that plants are extremely powerful. Even if you take, let's say, belladonna, too many drops of tincture, you can stop your own heart. But it's a plant, though,
yeah.
And it's something that we have to have respect for. I do believe, and I agree with you, that cannabis will be the gateway herb to greater acceptance and awareness of plant-based medicines and healing. And I just caution people, though, that you want to keep it as natural and the way nature gave it to us. We already see with the growing interest and financial gain and potential in cannabis, biotech companies looking to grow cannabinoids on yeast cultures and isolation of certain compounds and high potencies of those compounds that weren't in the ratios that nature had intended,
right,
or provided. And so we do, like anything, we want to let it be free, but we have to treat it with respect. And I think that's what people need to understand. I'm not saying it's 110% safe for all things. It's not that's the case. I don't believe that kids, unless they have a medical condition, up until the age of 18 should be using it because their brain is still developing. But if you have a health condition, mm-hmm, it doesn't matter how old you are. If it's going to help you, it helps you.
Sure. I'm much more concerned about those kids using psychotropic medication, you know, Ritalin, Paxil, Zoloft, these anti-anxiety meds. All of that is proving to be disastrous for the brain and nervous system of these children. In fact, you know, we've talked very often about the school shootings since Columbine, all pretty much 90%+ related to kids on psychotropic medication. I don't think they found any of them that were under the influence of cannabis. We're going to take a break. Doc Rob is my guest. We've got another segment about the cannabis conundrum. We'll let you know how you can get his book, his new book, for 99 cents. Stick with us. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here with Doc Rob, my good buddy, and of course, the Cannabis Conundrum, the new book I want you to get for 99 cents while it's still available at that price. Is this right? TheCannabisConundrum.com, is that where they can go?
That is correct. They can also look for it right on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But, yes, The Cannabis Conundrum. We have social media. We have Facebook pages. But the website's really cool. It's simple. And a click right there to the Amazon to buy the 99 cents ebook. And, again, please welcome. Send me testimonials, questions, feedback. This is a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's an awesome first thing. It's just so much content to discuss in this category that, you know, it's exciting and for some overwhelming. So I wanted to bring something down to a bite-sized, digestible bit of information.
Right.
To get people that foundation of knowledge, and they can have that conversation pretty solidly from different perspectives, not just
sure.
The one of how this affects me.
Well, is there another angle that you feel like, gosh, we need to talk about it because it's not, there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation about that you're covering that we haven't mentioned so far?
Well, yeah, again, it's been challenging to cover all these issues. And, you know, for me, it's a personal conversation because, again, I have been as a healer, as a naturopath, really respecting and treating plants as medicine. And then to say that, oh, here's an amazing one that I can't use or in some states is illegal. And, or if someone is dying, right, they should have access to almost anything they want.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you have a terminal illness and you want to try anything, right? You should be allowed to do it. This is the freedom that we speak of in medicine, is that you should be able to try whatever you want. And I think that people look at cannabis sometimes, still talking about, oh, well, CBD is great. It's non-euphoric, but THC, it gets you high, and that's not what I want. I'm like, okay, but Some people want euphoria. Some people benefit from that good feeling. Mm-hmm. Some people, when they're in pain and they're dying and they're misery and depressed, you know, this is something that benefits them and gives them, even if it's a short window of alleviation, you know, 30 mm-hmm. minutes, an hour of just respite of that suffering, that's a gift of healing, whether people want to agree with it or not.
Right.
And I saw that firsthand with my own mom, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's so much that I wanted to do for her, but I knew that even a small dose of a cannabis product with THC and CBD, in 15 minutes, she was smiling again and out of pain. And I think if anyone saw that firsthand, I don't care if they're whatever age or they're a legislator or politician, you see that firsthand, you have to see the impact this plant can have positively. And now they're using the cannabis plant to treat, not to be addictive, but to actually use to treat addiction.
Right.
To help
getting
people get off of opioids.
Yes, you're right. And that's another
important. What kind
important.
Of flip is that?
But, you know, we have still federal bureaucracies, authorities, FDA saying, well, it's not proven, and they only want you to use methadone to get off of this stuff. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? People die from methadone. Nobody is dying from this cannabis plant. And, you know, that, what are we left with? Now, there has been another controversy about CBD, and some people have rightly said, you know, you can't say CBD is not psychoactive. I agree when you're going technically by definition, but CBD doesn't typically bring you the euphoria that the THC is credited with doing. And again, there are appropriate places for all of these things. But the reality is, you know, everybody responds differently to any and all cannabinoids, right? My wife can take the CBD, and, you know, for her, it really takes her. She doesn't feel comfortable driving. Most people, I could take as much CBD, and I'm like, I'm fine, right? So yep. Everybody's different. That's the bio-individuality. We have to respect not only the plant in its whole form with all of the balances and the so-called entourage impact that it has in a whole form, and the individuality of how people metabolize these things.
Yep. I mean, listen, the bottom line is the terminology, the use of the word psychoactive is something I'm trying to minimize, because chocolate can be psychoactive.
That's right.
There are compounds in chocolate. So we should ban all things that are psychoactive. That's not a very good definition or explanation as to pro or con this plant whatsoever. But I do want to make a quick mention to what you earlier regarded, which was the pharmaceuticals that kids are on and the SSRIs and the antidepressants. And it's been shown that the more they are put on those and the longer they're on them chronically, it actually reverses the effect, makes it worse. It actually decreases the body's own production of anandamide, that natural endocannabinoid that produces the bliss feeling, the good feeling good. Mm-hmm. It actually reduces the body's own production of its own happy molecules by taking these SSRIs, these antidepressants, so you get more depressed. You actually get worsened over time. There is no resolve or remedy or help with these drugs. There's nothing but a Band-Aid until you need the next drug down the line. And this is not the case in cannabis. And we need to break this cycle and let people get into using better diet, more exercise, all the things that we talk about with good quality, healthy lifestyle.
Amen, brother. You know, y'all, Doc Rob is helping us all to do that. TheCannabisConundrum.com. Check it out. Go get the book, 99 cents while it's available at that price, and then get the paperback when it comes out for $9.99. Doc Rob, appreciate you so much. Thanks for being here.
You're the man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, next hour, we got John Rappaport talking about creativity and imagination to navigate your way through life. It's going to be awesome. Stick with us. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious.
wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.